Want to head back to the West Coast now in L.A., where Yahoo Finance's Brian Sozzi is at Double Line's annual Roundtable Prime event. He is joined by portfolio manager Monica Erickson. Brian, take it away.
Hey, Alexis. Yeah, I'm still here. Been here all day. Monica, good to see you. We're joking. Last time I saw you, it was pretty much from here up, and there was an elk going in the background of your home.
That's right.
It's good to be here in person for a change.
Nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
You have a real interesting look at the economy and markets because you cover investment-grade corporate debt. What is that market telling you right now?
Well, we started off the year with down 1% yesterday, and I think really the issue, and we were talking about it before, the last time you had me on, is the duration of the asset class is incredibly long. So it has a high degree of exposure to movements in interest rates. And yesterday, as you know, we saw a huge sell-off in the Treasury market, and it had a huge impact on the investment-grade corporate market. And that is what we're expecting for the year 2022. This is what we saw last year. All of the negative returns last year were really driven by moves in the Treasury market. Last year, the asset class was down a little bit over 1%. And like I said, yesterday we had the asset class down just over 1% again. So as much as it was down last year, all related to the duration of the asset class.
To the layperson out there that doesn't follow this as closely as you do, we've seen companies take out a lot of debt during the pandemic, past year and a half, 2 years, buy back stock, whatever they're using it for. What happens to that debt when interest rates start to go up?
Well, duration goes both ways, right? So companies have taken advantage of very low interest rates. Last year, there was over $1.4 trillion of issuance in the investment grade corporate market. We're expecting about the same amount of new issuance this year. With interest rates going up, it's not really affecting the issuer, it's affecting more the buyer of the debt, the investor in the asset class. So issuers right now are frankly in a very good spot. They've extended out maturities and they're still able, I mean, even if rates go up, I don't know, call it 10, 20 basis points, what, so they're borrowing instead of at 2.2%, maybe 2.4%. It's really not an issue for the companies that are issuing this debt.
Did I read this right, that you like reopening plays?
I do, yes. And I think one of the issues that we're facing in our market is that spreads are fairly tight. Mm-hmm. So that's the way that we measure kind of opportunity and risk in the market. And so there are still sectors of the market where spreads are a little bit wider because of the concerns of, you know, slowing growth, all of the COVID news. The sectors that have gotten hit the most are really related to travel and leisure. Energy, although up a lot, still has some opportunity. And then there are other sectors out there that have really strong balance sheets, like the banks that are in a good position and also offer good relative value. So while we don't like the asset class as a whole, there still are pockets of opportunity, I think, as an active manager, where you can find companies that are improving on their credit metrics and also still have some relative value available for the investor to hopefully have some spread tightening in there.
How do you think the metrics or the credit metrics of well-capitalized companies, how does that trend this year if we continue at this pace with the pandemic?
We should continue to improve. So credit metrics, there's two main ways of looking that we look as investors. That's total debt to cash flow. That has come down to about 3 times. We're now at a level that we were at pre-pandemic. And then in terms of companies being able to pay their interest expense, that's very important. Mm-hmm. We're at over 10 times right now. So fairly solid position from a fundamental, being able to service a debt. And if earnings continue to grow, that's really the primary driver of these companies being able to improve on those metrics. And we expect earnings to continue to grow. So those metrics should continue to improve.
I've put this question to all the Double Line folks, the two Jeffs, I'll say the two Jeffs, Bill Sherman before you. Are you surprised at how fast, and I know you're bond focused, but how fast equities have come on here? Just the extent of this rally we've seen.
Yes, and this is not my area of expertise by any means, but I think it's fairly obvious there is a lot of liquidity in the market. It's driven not only equity prices up, but real estate prices up. As you know, I moved to Wyoming.
That's where I saw the elk.
Right.
We noticed it.
And real estate prices are up substantially there as they are here in Los Angeles. So I think it just the amount of liquidity out there has been driving, frankly, all asset classes higher.
Last one on ESG, an area of increasing focus among investors. How are you focused on it here at DoubleLine?
We have been building out our ESG process. It's something that we have been doing, frankly, since we've been looking at credits. Mm-hmm. It's part of the way that you analyze a credit. Now we've just named it environmental, social, and governance. But it's a way of measuring risk. And we are seeing a lot more interest in ESG in the marketplace. Last year, about 5% of the issuance that companies issued green type bonds, ESG bonds. And this year that is expected to increase to about 10%. So it's definitely a growing part of the market. Investors are demanding it. There are dedicated funds. While we don't do any of the dedicated funds, we still use it as part of our credit research process.
Well, we look forward to staying in touch with you throughout the year. Monica Erickson, good to see you again. Good to see you in the office, too.
Thank you.
Good stuff.
Great to be here.
Likewise. Alexis, back to you.
All right. Thanks so much, Brian.